this. You just make the pledge for dinner and a show right now. And then my colleague, Brenda, gives you a call in a few days. She says, when do you want to come to the studios? Do you want to come next week, next month, next season? And you might say, I'll call you when I'm ready, or I'll email you when the person I want to bring is set to come. And that's fine. And I can't wait to host you when you get here. We'll tour you through the greenest internet TV radio studios in the country. Folks, we have less than 5 minutes to go. We ask you to call. Now, when Stephen called from Riverdale, New Jersey, he decided to get the 2-CD 10-speech set. That includes Dave Zirin and Gar Alperovitz and Noam Chomsky and Jeremy Scahill and Gabor Mate and Eve Ensler and Eduardo Galeano and Angela Davis and Mario Martinez, the speech that we played earlier in the hour. That 10-speech, 2-CD pack is yours for a contribution of $120 or $10 a month. You could do it that way. Or the 250 6-CD Mind-Body Code of Mario Martinez is yours for $250. Please call. Please fill these phone lines. Your call makes the difference. You might want to give one of the Mind-Body Codes to a community center, to a library, or the 2-CD 10-speech pack. We urge you to call. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Make the call that makes it possible. Dr. Mario Martinez inviting you to discover the dynamic interplay between your thoughts, body, and cultural history to master the creation of wellness and fulfillment. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Folks, we have 3 minutes to go. We urge you to call. We cannot do this without you. Only together, only with you. Your call makes a difference. You make WBAI happen. You make WBAI possible. If you live in any of the five boroughs, if you live in Staten Island, if you live in Queens, if you live in the Bronx or Brooklyn, make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. I didn't even mention Manhattan, where we're based. I don't want to take it for granted. Wherever you live, we urge you to call in. The transmitter broadcasts to you because of people like you making contributions to pay the rent atop the Empire State Building. Your contribution also goes to the transmitter fund, which is more than $50,000 a month, believe it or not, where so many of the radio and TV transmitters are in New York. We urge you to call. 212-209. Oh, my God, we got another contribution from Bayshore. Hey, Tom, thank you for that pledge. It's nice to know Bayshore is in the house. How is old Bayshore? Hi. We urge you to go to the phone. I used to live right near the Great South Bay, right down the street from the Bayshore Brightwaters Public Library. We used to go take the ferries over to Fire Island. I used to be a waitress at McGuire's in Ocean Beach. It's nice to know Tom and Beverly are in the house from Bayshore. Can we get other Bayshore people calling in, or West Islip or Babylon? Hey, an anonymous contribution just came in from Manhattan, making the $250 contribution for the Mind-Body Code. Thank you for that pledge. Give us a call. Let us know you're in the house. Let us know you're standing up for independent media. Your call makes it possible for WBAI to continue. It is as simple as that. We need your support. We ask you to go to the phone. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Your call counts. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Your call makes it possible for WBAI to continue. Fill these phone lines. We're aiming for $4,000 today. We don't know if it's possible. We are reaching beyond our grasp, and we only have 45 seconds to go. So please call in. Please let us know that you're standing up for independent media. We cannot do this without you, only with you, wherever you live in the greater four-state area, or if you're listening online somewhere else entirely at WBAI.org. You can make the pledge right there and get the Mind-Body Code of Mario Martinez, $250 contribution. You could pledge in installments, a little more than $20 a month, or you can pledge $250 all at once, or for the 10-speech, 2-CD pack at $120 contribution that includes Mario Martinez. Please make that call. If you live in Montclair or Upper Montclair, sometimes known as Frog's Hollow, says the late father of our birthday boy today, Michael G. Haskins. Happy birthday, Michael. Keep those phone calls coming in. Thanks, everyone, for keeping WBAI alive. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Amy Goodman. And coming up at 1:30 this morning will be Jim Freund with Hour of the Wolf, followed by Burn, Baby, Burn with Lister at 5 o'clock from the Archives, or the Archives, WBAI's new 5 a.m. show, Lena Horne. But right now, it is 12:02. You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York, and we present next Sojourner Truth. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Today, we continue our Black History Month series.
I want to ask you what part of the country you come from.
I originate from Canada. I guess where that is.
Well, I know where Canada is. I've been there myself.
Well, travel for a slave.
Solomon Northup is an expert player on the violin.
I was born a free man. Lived with my family in New York.
Be good for your mother.
Until the day I was deceived.
To Solomon.
Kidnapped. Sold into slavery.
Well, boy, how you feel now?
My name is Solomon Northup. I'm a free man.
And you have no right whatsoever to detain me.
You're no free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway.
Went down to the River Jordan.
And that servant
that don't obey his Lord
shall be beaten with many stripes.
That's scripture. The condition of your laborers, it's all wrong.
They're my property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
Speak!
Man does how he pleases with his property.
You come here.
I say come here!
Days ago, I was with my family in my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
Don't you know something?
I did as instructed. There's something wrong. It's wrong with the instruction.
Master brought you here to work. Any more, I'll earn you 100 lashes.
I know what it's like to be the object of Master's lashes.
No!
In his own time, good Lord will manage them all.
I will survive! I will not fall into despair! I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
From the film 12 Years a Slave, a front runner for an Academy Award, it gave us the human face of the torture of slavery. Today, we focus on those who rebelled. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. And the topic that we are going to be discussing is actually very fitting for this day. I just want to share with you a quick quote from Selma James, who is the widow of C.L.R. James, who wrote the influential book on the Haitian Revolution, C.L.R. James. She said that Wilson Harris, who is one of the most influential and respected Caribbean authors who hails from Guyana, said a lot of years ago that one problem was the slave label hides a human being experiencing that pain. If we want to rid ourselves of the racism that is institutionalized in every pore of our relationships, one important way lies through another look at who the slaves were, who their descendants are, and what they are trying to do even now. Haiti demonstrates what happens to a people when they win and survive. They have never lost the pride of having won the Haitian Revolution and therefore the sense of that they can win again. Now, with the conversation that was opened up with the film still being viewed across the nation and also in Europe, 12 Years a Slave, a true story based on the story of Solomon Northrop, who was kidnapped from the North, from New York State, and taken south and enslaved for 12 years. A lot of people say, well, you know, it's a great film, I think, and I'm certainly rooting for it to win in the Academy Awards. A number of people said, you know, we rarely see any films or hear any stories of slave revolts. So we've worked very hard to find this material because this is Black History Month and it happens to coincide with the fund drive for WBAI. So what we're going to do is we are offering an On to New Orleans pack. And let me tell you what is in that pack. It is the rare, hard to find book on the New Orleans, Louisiana's heroic 1811 slave revolt, a suppressed story of the largest armed resistance to slavery in U.S. history. And we have a CD of the actual voices of those who were enslaved. For those of you who pledge at the 150 level and call us at 212-209-2950 throughout this hour, we will send that to you as a thank you gift. We are also offering the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross. It's a DVD. It's a two DVD set. And it was put together by Professor Henry Louis Gates. And it really is the evolution of African American people. It goes back to the slave days through the civil rights period to today, telling the story of a people who survived against unimaginable odds. That pledge level is also at the 150 level. That's 212-209-2950. We also are offering some other thank you gifts as well as an add-on. We're offering Toussaint Louverture, the leader of the Haitian Revolution. It's a book by C.L.R. James. And this book was actually a play that C.L.R. James adapted and Paul Robeson played. It was the first time a Black professional actor starred on the British stage in a play written by a Black playwright. And the script was lost for many years and it's now been found. We have it in a book for you. You can call 212-209-2950 to get the pledge level for that. And we have the Hidden History of a Slave Revolt's Dollar a Day pack, where we will send you everything that we are offering during this hour, but a bit more. I went all out with this one. In fact, I kind of purchased it myself to make it available to you. We're limited to 10 of these, the first 10 people to get the Dollar a Day pack. We will also add on Solomon Northrup's 12 Years a Slave, the actual book, and it's the illustrated edition, so you'll see what Solomon Northrup looked like, what the characters that you've become familiar with in the film, and that whole period, the actual book of 12 Years a Slave. And we will also send you the Black History Month Organic Fair Trade Coffee as an add-on. It's all African beans from Ethiopia. Coffee beans originated out of Ethiopia, so it's Ethiopian and Kenyan beans. And we'd like to thank Maggie Lapique for organizing that Black History Month coffee for us. And again, the number to call throughout the hour is 212-209-2950. But I would now like to go to a clip from the African Americans' Many Rivers to Cross. It helps to set the context for what we're going to be discussing for the rest of the hour. And I'll be introducing our guest, Dr. Gerald Horn, who will be joining us shortly.
What made cotton so desirable? A perfect storm. In the 1790s, America's oldest crops like tobacco were depleting farmland and dropping in value. At the same time, the textile industry in Great Britain was exploding, creating enormous international demand for cotton clothing. Eli Whitney's gin merely provided the motor for a global economic machine, and slavery was its fuel.
Everybody was getting a piece of it. All these northern bankers and marketing people, folks who owned the ships that transported the cotton, everybody was getting a piece of the pie.
Cotton utterly transformed the United States, making fertile land from Georgia to Texas extraordinarily valuable. The fact that Native Americans lived on these lands was a temporary inconvenience, solved by a policy of Indian removal. The massive replacement of Native populations with slave plantations. It's a part of our troubled history that can still be seen from the air.
If we were flying over this prior to European settlement, we would have seen large fields of corn and beans, trees and squash. When the first English began moving in here, they began chopping down the trees and expanding the fields available for cotton.
The enormous profitability of cotton undermined the principles of the American Revolution and forever altered black life. The more money the planters made from growing cotton, the more cotton the planters wanted to grow, and that took more slaves. Slaves in the Upper South became incredibly more valuable as commodities because of this demand for them in the Deep South. They were sold off in droves, and that created a second Middle Passage. And in many ways, the second Middle Passage was just as devastating as the first.
Alrighty, and that is a clip from the African Americans' Many Rivers to Cross. We are offering it up as one of our thank you gifts today for those of you who call in to support WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We would appreciate you helping us to keep WBAI on the air. WBAI, so many challenges over the last period, and it is part of the history of New York City. Pacifica Radio, the oldest radio, public radio network in the United States, a long way, way before NPR and PBS and other public media outlets. There was Pacifica, founded by pacifists so many years ago. The number to call is 212-209-2950. And the context there, that you heard of with, the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross, and the role that, that cotton played in helping to build capital and capitalism in the United States. But we have an historian, a prestigious historian waiting in the wings, one of our regulars here on Sojourner Truth. I'd like to welcome Dr. Gerald Horn.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Okay, Dr. Horn holds the Moores Chair of History and African American Studies at the University of Houston. He's published over 30 books, including the upcoming The Counter-Revolution of 1776, Slave Resistance and the Origins of the USA, and the recently published Black Revolutionary William Patterson and the Globalization of the African American Struggle. Dr. Horn's extensive research and writings have addressed issues of racism in the areas of civil rights, labor, politics, war, international relations, as well as in the film industry. Dr. Horn was the former executive director of the National Conference of Black Lawyers. He received his PhD in history from Columbia University right in New York City, and his law degree from the University of California, Berkeley, and his bachelor's degree from Princeton University right across the water from New York City. There in New Jersey. So, Dr. Horn, we're very glad to have you because in addition to offering the African Americans Many Rivers to Cross DVD to our guests, we are also offering On to New Orleans, Louisiana's Heroic 1811 Slave Revolt. Now, to be honest with everybody, I really had not heard at all about this slave revolt, and we know that it's likely not being taught in the schools. Dr. Horn.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate you for your salute to Chokwe Lumumba, who was a good friend of mine. We worked shoulder to shoulder in the National Conference of Black Lawyers, formerly headquartered in Harlem at 126 West 119th Street between 7th and Lenox. And Chokwe, as you described him correctly, was a warrior. One of the things that strikes me about him was his verbal confrontations frequently with judges, which is almost unheard of in terms of U.S. courtrooms, because you're supposed to stand up when the judge enters the courtroom. Chokwe Lumumba was more prone to curse the judge when the judge entered the courtroom, and he will sorely be missed. Now, with regard to the slave revolt that you mentioned, I think it's important to note that, like many slave revolts that took place in the United States in the period before the U.S. Civil War, this particular revolt has the fingerprints of Haiti and the Haitian Revolution all over it. It took place a few years after the triumph of the Haitian Revolution. The ostensible leader of this revolt was a man who had come to Louisiana directly from the island that is oftentimes referred to as Hispaniola. And I should also mention that in this morning's New York Times, there is an article about the Denmark Vesey slave revolt that takes place in South Carolina in 1822. And that revolt, as the writer correctly points out, too has the fingerprints of Haiti all over it, because Denmark Vesey and his hardy band intended to free slaves in South Carolina and then sell to freedom in Hispaniola. And so I think it's important that you're offering this premium this afternoon, because it's one of the few books that accurately and adequately addresses one of the most stirring events in the history of North America.
All right. And the number to call again to support WBAI, call and pledge your support for WBAI. We will send you this practically impossible to find book onto New Orleans, but we have also packaged it with a CD of the actual audio, the actual voices of those who were slaves. For those who pledge at the 150 level, we will send you the book onto New Orleans, and we will send you this CD. This is precious history that all of us should have. It should be passed down to our children, to our great grandchildren, and as Native Americans say, for the next seven generations. 212-209-2950. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth on 99.5 FM WBAI in New York, asking you to call and pledge your support at the 150 level. You can get the On to New Orleans, Louisiana's Heroic 1811 Slave Revolt. You could also get the two DVD set of the African Americans' Many Rivers to Cross DVD. Both of those each, the pledge level is 150. But we also have the dollar a day pack where you will get all of that, and you will get Toussaint L'Ouverture, the book by C.L.R. James. C.L.R. James, known throughout the world as the man who really brought his book and his writings on the Haitian Revolution. Everyone refers to who makes any reference to the Haitian Revolution. That's all part of the Dollar a Day pack, and we have some amazing free add-ons. This one is limited. The first 10 people to call to get the Dollar a Day pack, we will send you the book, 12 Years a Slave. The one written by Solomon Northrup is the illustrated edition, and you will get to see the man because it is illustrated, and get the story. You can compare that to the film 12 Years a Slave. That's in theaters right now. That number is 212-209-2950. We have a goal of $3,000 for this hour, and that means that I need eight of you calling to get this Dollar a Day pack. I hope you will share it with schools and institutions, or 20 of you calling and pledging at the 150 level. That's about $12.50 a month. That is far less than you spend perhaps on that cafe latte from Starbucks or any other of the coffee shops that you may be holding in your hand and enjoying right now. 212-209-2950. Now, this next clip that you're going to hear, we worked so hard to get that for you, and you will actually be hearing the voice of Fountain Hughes. He was born a slave in Charlottesville, Virginia, in the United States, and freed after the American Civil War in 1865. Okay. Every time I hear the voice of Fountain, it just gives me chills because it's like reaching back in time and touching our ancestors and recognizing all of what they have done so that we are here with you today. Let us go now to a clip to hear the voice of Fountain Hughes.
My mother was a slave, my sister was a slave, father was a slave. My father belonged to Burnley. And Burnley died during the wartime because he'd had to go to war. But now, in them days, you could hire a substitute to take your place. Well, he couldn't get a substitute to take his place, so he ran away from home. And he took cold. And when he come back, war was over, but he died. Well, I don't know how. I don't know, tell you the truth. When I think of it today, I don't know how I'm living. None of the rest of them as I know of is living. I'm the oldest one that I know is living. But still, I'm thankful to the Lord. Now, if my master wanted to send me, he never said he couldn't get a horse and ride and walk. You know, walk. You'd be barefooted, cold. That didn't make no difference. He wasn't no more than a dog, some of them. He wasn't treated as good as they treat dogs now. But still, I don't like talking about it because it makes people feel bad. I could say a whole lot I don't like saying. I won't say a whole lot, no. I remember when the Yankees come along and took all the good horses and took all the, sold all the meat and flour and sugar and stuff out in the river and let it go down the river. And they know the people wouldn't have nothing to live on, but they done that. And that's the reason why I don't like to talk about it. People, and if you was cooking anything, eating that for yourself, and if they was hungry, they'd be going to eat it all up, you wouldn't get nothing. They'd just come in and drink up all the milk. Just do as you please. The time to be passing by all night long, walking, mudding, raining. Oh, they have a colored time. Colored people are free. They ought to be awful thankful. And some of them are sorry they are free now. Some of them now would rather be slaves.
Hmm. Which would you rather be, Uncle Fountain?
Me? Which I'd rather be? You know what I'd rather do? If I thought, had any idea, that I'd ever be a slave again, I take a gun and just end it all right away. Because you're nothing but a dog. You're not a thing but a dog. Night never comes out. You have nothing to do. Time to cut tobacco. If they want you to cut all night long out in the field, you cut. And if they want you to hang all night long, you hang. Hang your back. It didn't matter about your tired, being tired, you're afraid to say you're tired.
The number to call is 212-209-2950. That is the voice. That story you just heard was from Fountain Hughes, and he was born a slave. He was a slave. It's quite a different thing to see an actor playing a slave and yet another to hear the voice of an actual slave. We have it for you. We will send it to you as a thank you gift. We have packaged it with the rare, just about impossible to find book on to New Orleans, a very suppressed story of the largest slave revolt in the United States, and the pledge level for those of you who call and pledge at the $150 dollar level to support 99.5 FM WBAI. We will send you both the book and the CD of those voices of those who were enslaved. Again, the number to call is 212-209-2950. It is always so very emotional to actually hear the voice of someone who was a slave. Many of us, you know, had in our family people who were slaves. Some of you listening right now may have had families who were part of the abolitionist movement against slavery. And some of you perhaps had families that were somehow themselves profiting from the trade. But please, everyone, call us at 212-209-2950. This makes an amazing gift for the young people of every race to be able to hear Fountain Hughes tell his own story. 212-209-2950. We're premiering this on WBA today, the CD with audio recordings of former slaves package along with On to New Orleans, 212-209-2950. On the line with us is historian Dr. Gerald Horn. And, you know, Dr. Horn, you know, hearing the voice there of Fountain Hughes and knowing also that this slave revolt in New Orleans, over 500 enslaved Africans from 50 different nations speaking at least probably 50 different languages, wage war against U.S. troops and territorial militias. Their aim was to take New Orleans as the center of slave-related commerce and freedom for all those enslaved. And as you mentioned earlier, the leader was from Haiti, whose owners had fled following the successful Haitian Revolution. So, Dr. Horn, put these two together. Here you have this compelling voice of a former slave to putting the human face on it. And the other hand, we are offering information about the largest slave revolt in U.S. history. Dr. Horn.
Well, first of all, with regard to the enchanting, marvelous tape that you just played of a formerly enslaved African, I think that any teacher, kindergarten through 12th grade, would want to have that in his or her classroom, because it's that firsthand voice that will inspire and enthrall students about the history, the true history of this country. And with regard to combining these two events, I think if we step back for a moment and reflect soberly, what we should realize is that this developed nation, this developed country known as the United States of America, could not have reached the heights that it has without the labor, the unpaid labor of enslaved Africans. We all know that there is a vibrant and thriving movement that is sweeping the country and the hemisphere seeking reparations for the descendants of enslaved Africans. And I think there's no better argument for reparations than the actual firsthand voice of a formerly enslaved African.
Yeah, and for people who actually, you're right, the power of hearing someone who was a slave, you know, this may be your last chance getting this material in CD by calling us here at 212-209-2950. You know, a lot can be read about slave narratives, but actually hearing the voice of those enslaved. I hope everybody listening right now will be moved to pick up the phone and say, yes, I want my children to hear this. Yes, I want my students to hear this. Yes, I want my relatives down south to hear this. Yes, I want my family in Europe to hear this. Yes, I want everybody at my church, my mosque, my synagogue to hear this. Please call 212-209-2950. I want to play another clip, too, from Fountain Hughes, because it is just so very moving. I mean, I don't know how you could listen to the voice of a man who's you know, telling you what it was like to be a slave and not pick up the phone and call 212-209-2950. Help us to preserve his voice. Call us. But now let us go to hear more from a man who was a slave.
Were you ever sold?
No, I never was sold.
You always stayed with the same person?
I was too young to sell.
Oh, I see.
See, I wasn't old enough during the war to sell, during the army. And my father got killed in the army, you know, so It left us small children just to live on whatever people choose to give us. I was buying those for a dollar a month, and my mother used to collect the money. Children couldn't spend money when I come along. In fact, when I come along, young men couldn't spend no money until they were 21 years old. And then you're 21, well, then you could spend your money. But if you wasn't 21, you couldn't spend no money. I couldn't spend 10 cents if somebody gave it to me. Because they'd think, well, you might have stole it. We all come along, you might say, we had to give an account of what you done. You couldn't just do things and walk off and say, I didn't do it. You'd have to give an account of it. Now, after we got freed and they turned us over like cattle, we didn't have nowhere to go. And we didn't have nobody to boss us. And we didn't know nothing. There wasn't no school. And when they started the little school, people that were slaves, there couldn't many of them go to school, except they had a father and a mother. And my father was dead, and my mother was living. But she had 3-4 other little children, she had to put them all to work to help take care of the others. So we had what you call worse than dogs that got it now. The dogs have got it now better than we had it when we come along. I remember one night I was out after I was free and I didn't have nowhere to go. I didn't have nowhere to sleep. I didn't know what to do. My brother and I was together. So we knew a man that had a livery stable there. And we crept in that yard and got in one of the hacks of the automobile and slept in that hack all night long. So next morning, we could get out and go where we belonged. But we were afraid to go at night because we didn't know where to go and didn't know what time to go. But we had got away from there and we were afraid to go back. So we kept slept in that thing all night until the next morning, and we got back where we belonged before the people got up. As soon as the day commenced to come break, we got out and commenced to go where we belonged. But we never done that but the one time. After that, we always, if it was away, we'd try to get back before night come. But then that is on a Sunday, too, that we done that. Now, when we were slaves, we couldn't do that, see? Mm-hmm. And if we got free, we didn't know nothing to do. And my mother, she hunted places and bound us out for a dollar a month. And we stayed there maybe a couple of years. And she'd come over and collect the money every month. And a dollar was worth more then than $10 is now. And the men used to work for $10 a month, $120 a year, used to hire that way. Now you can't get a man for $50 a month. If you pay a man now $50 a month, he don't want to work for it.
More like $50 a week nowadays.
Well, that's just it exactly. They want $50 a week and they ain't got no more now. And we had then, we had nowhere, nothing. We didn't have nothing on it, just to light your cattle, just turned out and get along the best you could.
The number to call is 212-209-2950. For the very first time, we are bringing two WBAI listeners the voice of Fountain Hughes. He was a slave. This is not people. This isn't an actor playing a slave. This is a man who was a slave. As a child, he also talked in the post-slavery period, children were bonded out, bonded labor, which was really just about like being a slave. But when he was born and as a child, Fountain Hughes, born in 1848 or 1854. It's a little unclear, but he was a slave in Charlottesville, Virginia. I know some of y'all listening right now, you have family in Virginia or you hailed from Virginia. He was freed after the Civil War in 1865. The number to call to support WBAI is 212-209-2950. The pledge level, $150. And we will send you the CD of the audio recordings of former slaves, along with the book, one of the most suppressed stories in U.S. history, the largest slave revolt that took place in these United States onto New Orleans, Louisiana's heroic 1811 slave revolt. Very, very difficult to find. It's a book by Albert Thrasher. Albert Thrasher is no longer with us. The number is 212-209-2950. And we are offering that pack, the On to New Orleans and the CD of audio voices and stories of former slaves. The pledge level is $150. The African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross, the two DVD set. The pledge level for that is $150. Also, Toussaint L'Ouverture, the story of the only successful slave revolt by C.L.R. James. The pledge level for that is $140. But you know what? For a dollar a day, we are offering the Hidden History of Slave Revolts dollar a day pack, where you will get everything. You'll get the CD of the audio of the voices of former slaves. You'll get the book, rare book, Onto New Orleans, Louisiana's Heroic 1811 Slave Revolt. And you'll also get Toussaint L'Ouverture, the story of the only successful slave revolt by C.L.R. James. And I'm throwing in the actual book by Solomon Northrup, 12 Years a Slave, the film that's on now, may very well win. It's been winning all kinds of awards. Solomon Northrup, born a free man in New York State, right in New York State, where New York City is. At the age of 33, he was kidnapped in Washington, D.C., and placed in an underground slave pen. He managed to escape, to get out of it 12 years later. We will send you the book with illustrations as a free add-on, just to encourage you to say, this is such important information. This is such important history. And you help to keep WBAI on the air. 212-209-2950, 99.5 FM, WBAI, New York City. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And on the line with me is our esteemed historian, Dr. Gerald Horn. And, you know, Dr. Horn, my grandfather's father was a slave. Fountain Hughes died in 1957. Everybody says, oh, it was so long ago, y'all. Black folks, you need to forget about it. But it wasn't that long ago. Fountain Hughes died in 1957. You know, I talked to the actor Danny Glover. He remembers about his grandmother's mother being a slave. Dr. Horn.
Well, to add to what you just said, I should mention that my father's father was a slave, an enslaved African in the state of Mississippi. And I think what this hidden history helps to bring to the fore is something that we all need to confront, something that was confronted quite eloquently by Eric Williams of Trinidad and Tobago in his epic book, Capitalism and Slavery, that was followed by Walter Rodney of Guyana in his book on Europe, underdeveloped Africa, and then added to most recently by Joseph Nicoria of the University of Rochester, right in New York State, in his recent prize-winning book on how the Industrial Revolution was based upon the backs of enslaved Africans. And I think that all of us who seek to understand how and why it is that certain countries, such as the United States, have surged ahead economically, while other countries and entire continents have lagged behind, we really need to understand the history and legacy of slavery. And I think that's why the premiums that you're offering today, this afternoon, are so utterly important.
Yeah, and Dr. Horn, if you look at New Orleans, I mean, we all remember those images from Katrina. This was a very serious revolt. They, you know, the mouth of the Mississippi, where all that cotton was going to be shipped over to Europe. I mean, capitalism on both sides of the Atlantic was really built on this trade. Also, the exploitation of some white workers in textile factories in the North and in the UK and Manchester and other places. But that was would have been crucial. And in 1811, the population of New Orleans and its suburbs was about 25,000, and 11,000 of them were slaves. I mean, these people were quite serious in not only taking New Orleans, but in freeing every slave. And Dr. Horn, one has to wonder, why is it we know so little about slave revolts and slave uprisings in U.S. history or in the Americas generally, Dr. Horn?
Well, sadly and tragically, a number of mainstream historians have sought to downplay the restiveness and rebelliousness of enslaved people in the United States of America. And this is quite unfortunate, which also underscores the value of the premiums that you're offering. I should also mention that it was quite appropriate that the largest attempted slave revolt took place near New Orleans, because New Orleans during the antebellum period was something of the Kmart of the slavery, of the slave trade. That is to say, the phrase of being sold down the river oftentimes referred to enslaved Africans who in the so-called upper north, places like Virginia or Kentucky, for example, would then be shipped to New Orleans, where they would then be sold and then perhaps sent westward to Texas, or perhaps even in the southeastern direction towards Cuba. So this is the importance, the utter importance of these premiums that you're offering.
Again, and the number is 212-209-2950. I want to make a last call for those of you who are listening during this hour for this material. We have a dollar a day pack for you where you will get everything that we're offering during this hour as a thank you gift, the Hidden History of Slave Revolts dollar a day pack, where you will get the CD of the actual voices of slaves, men who were slaves. You will also get the rare, impossible, practically to find book onto New Orleans, Louisiana's heroic 1811 slave revolt, a very suppressed story. And I agree with Dr. Horn's assessment on why these rebellions are suppressed in this country. Also in the dollar a day pack, the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross DVD, and the book on Toussaint Louverture, who led the rebellion, the only successful slave revolt in history, defeating the most powerful army of the day, Napoleon's army, that is the Haitian Revolution. Without the Haitian Revolution, the United States would not have been able to make the Louisiana Purchase. We owe a great debt to the people of Haiti. Call us at 212-209-2950. I do want to play another clip here to hear the voice of Fountain Hughes. Again, Fountain Hughes just died in 1957, was not that long ago. Many people listening now have relatives who were enslaved. Imagine the impact on teenagers. Imagine the impact on men and women who are incarcerated right now, who are even serving in the armed forces, in our schools, the public schools or any other kind of school, whether you're in Staten Island, you're in Brooklyn, you're in the Bronx, you're out in Flushing, you're even out in Rockaway, you know, over in New Jersey, over in Newark and other places. We need to preserve these voices. We need to preserve this story. So please call us at 818-985-5735. I'm making a special appeal to you. All of the items in the dollar a day pack are available individually. So if you can't manage a dollar a day, you could get the On to New Orleans pack, which is the book and the CD, or you can get the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross DVD, or you can get the Toussaint Louverture book. But we owe it to our children. We owe it to the next generations to keep this history alive. And you know what? If we don't do it, who's going to do it for us? If we don't take responsibility for it, who will take responsibility for it? This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth here on WBAI. Also asking you to support WBAI. I want to go on now to, before we have to wrap it up, make a last call during this hour for this material. So you got to call us at 212-209-2950. Let us hear more now from Fountain Hughes. He wasn't an actor. This isn't an actor. This is a man who was a slave.
My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson. My grandfather was 115 years old when he died. And now I am and one ewe.
Who did you work for, Uncle Fountain, when...
Who did I work for?
Yeah.
But I, you mean when I was a slave?
Yeah, when you were a slave, who did you work for?
Well, I belonged to Burnley's when I was a slave. My mother belonged to Burnley's, but we was all slave children, and soon after, when we found out that we were free, well, then we were bound out to different people, Thicken, Andrews, and all such people as that, and we'd run away and wouldn't stay with them. Well, then we'd just go and stay anywhere we could, lay out at night and anywhere. We had no home, you know. We just turned out like a lot of cattle, you know how to turn cattle out in the pasture? Well, after freedom, you know, colored people didn't have nothing. Colored people didn't have no beds when they were slaves. People slept on the floor, pallet here and pallet there, just like a lot of wild people. We didn't know nothing. Didn't like to look at no book. And there were some freeborn colored people where they had little education, but there were very few of them where we was. And we all had a jail sentence, just same as we was in jail. Now I couldn't go from here across the street, or I couldn't go from nobody's house without I have a note or something from my master. And if I had that pass, that was what we call a pass, if I had that pass, I could go wherever he sent me, and I'd have to be back. Whoever he sent me to, they'd give me another pass, and I'd bring that back, so it's to show how long I'd been gone. We couldn't go out and stay an hour or 2 hours or something like that to send you. Now, say, for instance, I'd go to the Shirley's place, I'd have to walk, and I'd have to be back maybe in an hour. Maybe they'd give me an hour, I don't know just how long they'd give me. But they'd give me a note so it wouldn't nobody interfere with me and tell who I belonged to. And when I come back, boy, I'd carry it to my master and give that to him. That'd be all right. But I couldn't just walk away like the people just now, you know. We were slaves. We belonged to people. They sell us like they sell horses and cows and hogs and all like that. Have an auction bench and they put you up on the bench and beat on you the same as you're bidding on cattle, you know.
Was that in Charlotte that you were a slave?
Hmm?
Was that in Charlotte or Charlottesville?
That was in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Several women. Selling men. And then if they had any bad ones, they'd sell them to the nigger traders, what they call the nigger traders, and they'd ship them down south. They'd sell them down south. But otherwise, if you were a good person, they wouldn't sell you. But if you were bad and mean, they didn't want to beat you and knock you around, they'd sell you to the what they call a nigger trader. They'd have a regular. I was sailed every month, you know, at the courthouse. And then they'd sell you. Maybe $200, $100, $500.
We will thank you with that CD on this as we're getting close to the end of Black History Month. That was the voice of a man who was a slave, Fountain Hughes. He died back in 1957. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We just have a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. We need to raise another $1,500. We need at least five of you calling, getting the Dollar a Day pack to get everything that we're offering during this hour. More of you calling and pledging at the 150 level to get the CD of the voice of slaves. These are not actors. This is the actual voices of people who were enslaved, as well as the rare, brilliant book by Albert Thrasher, On to New Orleans, Louisiana's Heroic 1811 Slave Revolt, a very suppressed story. Dr. Horn, we've got 30 seconds. We appreciate you joining us today. Amazing material.
It certainly is. And one more point that needs to be mentioned. Both Hughes and myself mentioned the slave trade, particularly flow down the river, we also need to underscore in our brief conversation the question of slave breeding, particularly in the state of Virginia, where Africans were bred like how hogs and cattle. And I don't think we can understand any aspect of sexuality in the United States of America without understanding the rather tortured history of slavery, and particularly the sexual abuse of enslaved African men and women.
Absolutely. Dr. Horn, thank you so very much for joining us, and thank you for all of your brilliant work. Thank you, Dr. Horn.
Thank you.
The number to call is 212-209-2950. I've got about a minute before we have to wrap this hour. And again, we're offering up On to New Orleans Pack, the rare, hard-to-find book, On to New Orleans, Louisiana's Heroic 1811 Slave Revolt. For the very first time on WBAI, we're offering Voices of Slavery, CD. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That the pledge level is 150. The African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross, the pledge level is 150. Toussaint L'Ouverture by C.L.R. James, the pledge level 140, but you can get all of that for $1 a day. And we're also offering the Hidden History of Slave Revolts $1 a day pack. That's everything that I just mentioned. And additionally, we only have 10 copies of those this hour. You can get 12 Years a Slave, the book by Solomon Northrup, the illustrated edition as a free add-on, and you can get the Black History Month organic fair trade coffee as an add-on. We really want to thank all of you who have called and pledged. I want to hear from the Bronx. I want to hear from Staten Island. I want to hear from New Jersey. I want to hear from Manhattan. I want to hear from Crown Heights. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Thank you for calling and pledging, supporting WBAI 99.5 FM, 212-209-2950. Thank you for calling and for pledging. And please take this opportunity this Black History Month to get this material and share it with everybody you know. It breaks my heart that Trayvon Martin did not hear the voices of Fountain Hughes. So call now at 212-209-2950. Thank you for calling and pledging.
Hi, my name is Mofi, and I often tune into WBAI 99.5 FM. When I visit my family back home in Bangladesh, I listen online at wbai.org. আমি মফি, আপনার শুনছেন FM 99.5 WBAI. যখন আমি বাংলাদেশে আমার পরিবারের দেখা করতে যাই, তখন আমি WBAI শুনতে পাই অনলাইনে wbai.org তে।
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott, and we are continuing our Black History Month coverage with a special material we have for you today. I'd like to start off so that you could hear a clip from 12 Years a Slave. We are offering material having to do with slavery in these United States, but also slave uprisings.
I want to ask you what part of the country you come from.
I originate from Canada. I guess where that is.
Well, I know where Canada is. I've been there myself.
Well, travel for a slave.
Solomon Northup is an expert player on the violin.
I was born a free man. Live with my family in New York.
Be good for your mother.
Until the day I was deceived.
To Solomon.
Kidnapped. Sold into slavery.
Well, boy, how you feel now?
My name is Solomon Northup. I'm a free man.
And you have no right whatsoever to detain me.
You're no free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway.
Went down to the river Jordan.
And that servant
that don't obey his Lord
shall be beaten with many stripes.
That's scripture. The condition of your laborers, it's all wrong.
They're my property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
Speak!
Man does how he pleases with his property.
You come here.
Master, I say come here!
days ago, I was with my family in my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
I thought you knowed something.
I did as instructed. There's something wrong. It's wrong with the instruction.
Master brought you here to work. Any more, I'll earn you 100 lashes.
I know what it like to be the object of Master's lashes.
No!
In his own time, good Lord will manage them all.
I will survive! I will not fall into despair! I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
From 12 Years a Slave to Slave Narratives to the largest slave revolt in U.S. history, described as one of the most suppressed and hidden stories of African American history, is the story of the 1811 slave revolt that took place in Louisiana, beginning just outside New Orleans. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. So this, we're coming up close to the end of Black History Month and the shortest month of the year. Well, I don't know. It's the shortest month of the year. It also coincides with the WBAI fund drive. We need you to call throughout this hour at 212-209-2950 to say, you know what? I want to honor Chakwe Lumumba. I want to pledge to support WBAI in the memory of Trayvon Martin, in the memory of any loved one that you have. We've got a goal of $3,000 for this hour. We have an amazing collection of thank you gifts, including for the very first time that we're offering on WBAI, the voices of former slaves. We have it on CD. We've packaged it with that rare, hard to find book on to New Orleans about the largest slave revolt in U.S. history. The story has been suppressed, and you could go figure out why. All right. I don't know if any of you who know students, you could ask them what they know about the slave revolt of 1811. So call us throughout the hour at 212-209-2950. But we are also offering as a thank you gift, the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross. It's a two DVD set with Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates. It takes us all the way from the slave days through the civil rights period to the present day period. It's a two DVD set. The pledge level is $150 on its own. But we are also offering the Hidden History of Slave Revolts dollar a day pack that will include On to New Orleans, that hard-to-find book. It will include the CD of the voices of those who were former slaves. These aren't actors. These were people who were actually enslaved. And the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross DVD. Also, Toussaint Louverture, a book by C.L.R. James. You know, it's a brand new book, and it is actually a play that was performed in 1936 at London's Westminster Theater with a cast that included the star Paul Robeson, the U.S. star Paul Robeson, and it marked the first time Black professional actors starred on the British stage in a play written by a Black playwright. And then guess what? The whole script was lost. And it was found not that long ago and now out to you as a book. We're offering it up as a thank you gift on its own. The pledge level is $140 for that. But the Hidden History of Slave Revolts dollar a day pack, that is everything that we're offering during the hour, the On to New Orleans pack, the book, and the CD, Pledge Level 150. But you can get it along with everything that we're offering in the Dollar a Day pack. That's $30.42 a month if you spread it out over a 12-month period. And 10 of you during this hour, 10 lucky ones of you during this hour, the first 10 to call to get the Dollar a Day pack to support WBAI, to keep WBAI on the air. We will also send you the illustrated edition of the book by Solomon Northrup, 12 Years a Slave. It's the book that the film that's winning all kinds of awards are based on. We'll throw that in as a thank you gift. And also we'll throw in as a thank you gift the Black History Month Organic Fair Trade coffee with all African beans. Coffee beans first came out of Ethiopia, and the beans in this particular blend come from Ethiopia and Kenya. So call and say, I want to support WBAI. I want to get this material and share it with everybody I know. Call 212-209-2950. Now, historians are pretty much, well, not all of them, okay, but the case is being made that there could be no capitalist development without slavery, without the slave trade on both sides of the Atlantic. So I want to play now a clip from the African Americans' Many Rivers to Cross to really set the context for what we are going to be discussing today during this Black History Month. It's from Henry Louis Gates' 2 DVD set, and it talks about cotton and Black folks and the South.
What made cotton so desirable? A perfect storm. In the 1790s, America's oldest crops like tobacco were depleting farmland and dropping in value. At the same time, the textile industry in Great Britain was exploding, creating enormous international demand for cotton clothing. Eli Whitney's gin merely provided the motor for a global economic machine, and slavery was its fuel.
Everybody was getting a piece of it. All these northern bankers and marketing people, folks who owned the ships that transported the cotton, everybody was getting a piece of the pie.
Cotton utterly transformed the United States, making fertile land from Georgia to Texas extraordinarily valuable. The fact that Native Americans lived on these lands was a temporary inconvenience, solved by a policy of Indian removal. The massive replacement of Native populations with slave plantations. It's a part of our troubled history that can still be seen from the air.
If we were flying over this prior to European settlement, we would have seen large fields of corn and beans, trees and squash. When the first English began moving in here, they began chopping down the trees and expanding the fields available for cotton.
The enormous profitability of cotton undermined the principles of the American Revolution and forever altered Black life.
The more money the planters made from growing cotton, the more cotton the planters wanted to grow, and that took more slaves. Slaves in the Upper South became incredibly more valuable as commodities because of this demand for them in the Deep South. They were sold off in droves, and that created a second Middle Passage. And in many ways, the second Middle Passage was just as devastating as the first.
To feed King Cotton, more than 1 million African Americans were carried off into the Deep South. That's 2.5 times the number that were brought to the United States from Africa. It was the largest forced migration in American history.
The number to call is 212-209-2950. That was a clip from the brilliant Henry Louis Gates. We are offering up his two DVD set up, the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross DVD. And there he sets the context for the entire discussion on slavery. The number to call is 212-209-2950. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth here, asking you to call and support WBAI 99.5 FM. WBAI, an institution in New York City that must remain viable, that must remain on the air. For those of you who could call and pledge at the 150 level, we will send you this two DVD set that takes us from the slave days through the civil rights period to what is happening today. Again, that number is 212-209-2950. You know, the widow of C.L.R. James, and we're offering Toussaint Louverture one of C.L.R. James's book today. One of the things she said is that if we want to rid ourselves of the racism that is institutionalized in every pore of our relationship, every pore of society, one important way forward lies through another look at who the slaves were and who their descendants are and what they are trying to do even now. You know, the film 12 Years a Slave, it's won all kinds of awards, and that's a, you know, it's a good thing. A lot of people went to see that film of every race across this nation, also over in Europe, in the UK, people are going to see that film, and it really puts the human face on what happened during slavery, the torture, the horrors of slave trade. It's one thing to read about it, and it's yet another thing to see it. But a lot of people who saw that film says, you know what, it's a great film, but how come we don't know that much about slave revolts and the kinds of rebellions that happened? Because a lot of that history is suppressed. And that's one of the reasons that in addition to the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross DVD, we are also bringing you the On to New Orleans pack. And what's in that pack? You will get a book and you will get a CD. The book is the rare gem, Albert Thrasher's book, telling us the story of the largest slave uprising in U.S. history, one of the most suppressed and hidden stories of African and African American history, is the story of the 1811 slave revolt right close to New Orleans. The aim of the revolt was the establishment of an independent republic, a black republic. Over 500 Africans from 50 different nations with 50 different languages would wage war against U.S. troops and territorial militias. Now, this is not common knowledge. All righty. So call us at 212-209-2950 and get this material. But for a pledge at the 150 level, we will not only send you this rare, practically impossible to find. I know I had a real hard time finding it, but we will also throw in a CD of the voices of those who were slaves. I mean, I just think that everybody should hear these voices. It's one thing to read the slave narratives. It's one thing to see an actor playing a slave. It's quite another to actually hear the voice of someone who was actually enslaved. The number to call is 212-209-2950, and we will send you the CD and we will send you the book. We could also send you the African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross, Toussaint Louverture, the book by C.L.R. James, all for $1 a day. It's quite a deal, because if you add up all those pledge levels individually, it is far greater thank you gift than the pledge level at $365. And for those of you who get our $1 a day pack, we'll also throw in the actual book, Solomon Northrup's 12 Years a Slave, Okay, the illustrated edition. It's the book that the film is based on. Only 10 of those this hour, so you got to call us now at 212-209-2950, and we'll throw in the Black History Month organic fair trade coffee with all African beans, special for Black History, with beans coming from Ethiopia and Kenya. We want to thank Maggie LaPeak out there at KPFK for making this available to us. Now, here's the deal. I need to raise $3,000 this hour to help to keep WBAI on the air, help to keep WBAI viable, 212-209-2950. So I need 8 people calling and pledging at a dollar a day level. That's $30.42 a month. You spend more than that on your cafe latte or your chai latte or your cappuccino that you get each day. And look at the invaluable material that you can get and you could pass on for future generations. I'll need 20 of you calling and pledging at the 150 level. That's $12.50 a month, people. And you help to keep WBAI on the air. And you also get these amazing thank you gifts and add-ons. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Now, the next clip that I'm going to play, really emotional. It is the voice of a man who was a slave. He's not an actor. He was a slave. And he's telling his story. The first time that we're premiering this today on WBAI, this is a must-have for everybody. I hope you get that. Because listening to this voice, it's like reaching back in time and touch those who went through unspeakable horrors to build up this country and build up Europe, okay, and made the way for those of us. Let us honor them. Let us keep their voices alive. Call 212-209-2950. Let's go to a clip right now to hear the voice of a man who served as a slave.
Mother was a slave, sister was a slave, father was a slave. My father belonged to Burnley. And Burnley died during the wartime because he was afraid he'd have to go to war. But in them days, you could hire a substitute to take your place. Well, he couldn't get a substitute to take his place, so he ran away from home. And he took cold. And when he come back, the war was over, but he died. Well, I don't know how. I don't know, tell you the truth. When I think of it today, I don't know how I'm living. None of the rest of them, as I know, are living. I'm the oldest one that I know is living. But still, I'm thankful to the Lord. Now, if my master wanted to send me, he never said he couldn't get a horse and ride and walk. You know, you'd be barefooted, cold, but it didn't make no difference. He wasn't no more than a dog, some of them. He wasn't treated as good as you treat dogs now. But still, I didn't like to talk about it, because it makes people feel bad. I could say a whole lot I don't like to say. I won't say a whole lot anymore. I remember when the Yankees come along and took all the good horses and sorted all the meat and flour and sugar and stuff out in the river and let it go down the river. And they know the people wouldn't have nothing to live on, but they done that. And that's the reason why I don't like to talk about it. And people, and if you was cooking anything, eating that for yourself, and if they was hungry, they'd go and eat it all up, they wouldn't even get nothing. They just come in and drink up all the milk and just do as you please. The time to be passing by all night long, walking, mudding, raining, all the hell of time. Colored people are free, you ought to be awful thankful. And some of them are sorry they are free now. Some of them know they'd rather be slaves.
Hmm. Which would you rather be, Uncle Ben?
Me? Which I'd rather be? You know what I'd rather do? If I thought, had any idea that I'd ever be a slave again, I'd take a gun and just end it all right away. Because you're nothing but a dog. You're not a thing but a dog. Night never comes that you have nothing to do. Time to cut tobacco. If they want you to cut all night long out in the field, you cut. And if they want you to hang all night long, you hang. Hang tobacco. It didn't matter about your tired being tired. You're afraid to say you're tired.
An amazing thank you gift that we are offering you. That's the voice of Fountain Hughes, the man who served as a slave. He was a slave. Call us at 212-209-2950. I'm so proud to be bringing you this material on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. 212-209-2950. The pledge level at the 150 pledge level to pledge your support for WBAI. To keep WBAI on the air, we will send a thank you gift as your thank you gift, a CD of the voice of Fountain Hughes. He was born in 1848 or 1854. It's not sure, but he died only in 1957. It wasn't that long ago. He was born a slave in Charlottesville, Virginia, freed after the Civil War in 1865. The number is 212-209-2950. It is so emotional on this Black History Month and on this anniversary of day that of the killing of Trayvon Martin, and also the recent passing of Chokwe Lumumba, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, who came out of the movement, the liberation, the Black liberation movement, the movement for human rights, who died suddenly, to be bringing you this material because it makes you think of all of those who have gone on before us, all of those who made the way for each and every one of us. And it hurts my heart that Trayvon died and he didn't hear the voice of Fountain Hughes. I didn't hear the voice of Fountain Hughes until very recently in trying to prepare this material for you. 212-209-2950. Who should not hear the voice? You know, listening to his voice, you hear so much in his voice. He talks about his mother, his sister, and his father were slaves. He talked about who they belonged to. He talked about how they were living. He talked about just being treated like a dog, all right? And then when asked if he thought he would ever be a slave again, he would take a gun and just end it right away. I mean, you know, for those of you who saw 12 Years a Slave, you know, that was the tip of the iceberg. This is a conversation that this country has got to face. The number is 212-209-2950. How can we come across the divides of race and economic background if we are not facing the reality of what happened, the impact that it had on people? On Black people, on white people, on Native American people. The number to call is 212-209-2950. I want to hear a little bit about what Dr. Gerald Horn, the historian, has to say, because we are packaging the CD with the voices of those who were slaves with the book On to New Orleans about the Louisiana's heroic 1811 slave revolt, that has been so suppressed. You hear practically nothing about it. Let's hear from Dr. Horn.
The connection between slavery and capitalism is well established. Eric Williams, Trinidad and Tobago, a former prime minister, in his book Slavery and Capitalism, put that point forward, as did Walter Rodney of Guyana, and how Europe underdeveloped Africa, not to mention Joseph Nnekori of Nigeria, now at the University of Rochester, whose prize-winning book a few years ago basically underscored that point. But I think the other takeaway is that these Africans who were involved in this revolt in 1811 in Louisiana, which you're featuring in terms of the Albert Thrasher book, you keep asking, understandably, why is this revolt so little known? I think part of the explanation is that the Africans repeatedly were trying to overthrow the U.S. government, overthrow state governments. And it becomes very difficult to put a heroic halo around the head of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Andrew Jackson and James Monroe and all the rest when we recognize that there were enslaved people who were seeking to overthrow them, not just run amok and act as marauders and killing people and the kind of stories that sometimes you hear, but actually trying to overthrow this government and establish a more democratic government. And I think that that's the legacy that has been bequeathed to us. How do we radically transform the government of the United States of America?
And the number to call is 212-209-2950. We are offering up the a CD with the voices of actual slaves, of those who were enslaved, and the rare and hard to find book On to New Orleans, one of the largest slave revolt in U.S. history, a story that has been suppressed. The pledge level is $150. You get to keep WBAI on the air and you get this material. We're also offering the Hidden History of Slave Revolts dollar a day pack. The number is 212-209-2950. Everything that we are offering today goes into the dollar a day pack, as well as an add-on, 12 Years a Slave, the book, that the film 12 Years a Slave, that's won all kinds of awards, is based on Solomon Northrup, born a free man in New York State at the age of 33, kidnapped in Washington, D.C., placed in an underground slave pen, and spent the next 12 years as a slave. We'll throw that in as a free add-on for those of you who get the dollar a day pack. I need 8 people getting a dollar a day pack during this hour. That's $30.42 a month. I need at least 20 of you calling and pledging at the $150 level. That's $12.50 a month for the On to New Orleans pack, or for the African Americans Many Rivers to Cross DVD by Henry Louis Gates. For those of you who get the dollar a day pack, you're not only going to get one free add-on, but you'll get 2 free add-ons. That makes an amazing gift. Any of this material makes an amazing gift to someone. And, you know, graduations are coming up, high school graduations, kids going off to college, perfect gift material, 212-209-2950. But we're also going to throw in the Black History Month Organic Fair Trade coffee. All African beans from Ethiopia and Kenya. It's a special blend made for you, the WBAI supporter. Call us at 212-209-2950. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth, pitching my heart out here and really in a bit of an emotional state, because as many times as I have heard the voices of of Fountain Hughes, who was a slave, it nevertheless just breaks my heart. And thinking back of my grandfather's father, a slave down in Barbados, all you folks from Barbados right now in New York City, all you Caribbean folks, 212-209-2950. In fact, the Bronx, Staten Island, New Jersey, Manhattan, Harlem, the South Bronx, Flushing, Jackson, out in Queens, please call 212-209-2950. Help us to preserve the voices of those who were slaves. Help us to get the story out about the largest slave uprising in U.S. history. 212-209-2950. I want to go on now to hear more from Fountain Hughes. He's not an actor. He's a man who was a slave. He was born in 1848 or 1854. He died in 1957. And he is telling us about his experience.
Were you ever sold?
No, I never was sold.
You always stayed with the same, person?
I was too young to sell.
Oh, I see.
See, I wasn't old enough during the war to sell, during the army. And my father got killed in the army, you know, so It left us small children just to live on whatever people choose to give us. I was bound out for $1 a month, and my mother used to collect the money. Children couldn't spend money when I come along. In fact, when I come along, young men couldn't spend no money until they were 21 years old. And then you're 21, well, then you could spend your money. But if you wasn't 21, you couldn't spend no money. I couldn't spend 10 cents if somebody gave it to me. Because they'd think, well, you might have stole it. We all come along, you might say, we had to give an account of what you done. You couldn't just do things and walk off and say, I didn't do it. You'd have to give an account of it. Now, after we got freed, then they turned us out like cattle. We didn't have nowhere to go. And we didn't have nobody to boss us. And we didn't know nothing. And there wasn't no school. And when they started the little school, people that were slaves, there couldn't many of them go to school, except they had a father and a mother. And my father was dead, and my mother was living. But she had 3-4 other little children. She had to put them all to work to help take care of the others. So we had what you call worse than dogs have got it now. Dogs have got it now better than we had it when we come along. I know, I remember one night I was out. After I was free, and I didn't have nowhere to go. I didn't have nowhere to sleep. I didn't know what to do. My brother and I was together. So we knew a man that had a living stable there. And we crept in that yard and got in one of the hacks of the automobile and slept in that hack all night long. So next morning, we could get out and go where we belonged. But we were afraid to go at night because we didn't know where to go. We didn't know what time to go. But we got away from there and we were afraid to go back. So we kept slipping that thing all night until the next morning, and we got back where we belonged before the people got up. Soon the day commenced to come on break, we got up and commenced to go where we belonged. But we never done that but the one time. After that, we always, if it was away, we'd try to get back before night come. But then that was on a Sunday too that we done that. Now, when we were slaves, we couldn't do that, you see. Mm-hmm. And if we got free, we didn't know nothing to do. And my mother, she hunted places and bound us out for $1 a month. And we stayed there maybe a couple of years. And she'd come over and collect the money every month. And $1 was worth more then than $10 is now. And I... And the men used to work for $10 a month, $120 a year, used to hire that way. Now you can't get a man for $50 a month. If you pay a man now $50 a month, you don't want to work for it.
More like $50 a week nowadays.
Well, that's just it, exactly. They want $50 a week, and they ain't got no more now, and we had then. We had nowhere, nothing. We didn't have nothing on it, just to... Like the cattle, just turned out and get along the best you could.
The number to call is 212-209-2950. How could you not be moved from the voice of Fountain Hughes? He died back in 1957. He's not an actor, but he was a slave. His mother, his sister, his father were slaves. And he, fortunately for him, he was never sold. He was able to stay with his mom. His father was killed. They lived as they could. He says after the Emancipation Proclamation, after they were free.
That program was brought to you on recording. You are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. My name is Jim Freund. It is time for Hour of the Wolf. according to the schedule that was handed out to the staff, I'm supposed to be on tonight from 2 to 5 a.m. But I called our station manager, who was also our program director, and he said, oh, no, that's a mistake. You do your normal time slot. You go on at 1:30, and Lister, Burn Baby Burn Clapper, goes on at 3 o'clock. Also, I don't think any of us know how to get in touch with Lister. When he comes in at 3, I'm going to have to get that phone number on him. But that does not change the importance of what those people were saying. I'm going to repeat that phone number that they were saying, 212-209-2950. But I'm going to ask for a different method of support. They were mostly asking for regular donations, and they had that very specific premium, including some of the most important sounds to be heard from the 20th century that were broadcast through Pacifica Radio, which is a treasure. There's no denying that. But what I like pitching, and what in fact the station manager and erstwhile program director, he's the program director in between all of our interim program directors, you see. What he told me to pitch was the BAI Buddy, and that just happens to be a happy coincidence because that's what I like to pitch. The BAI Buddy. No, that's not somebody who will come to your house and hug you, although we should consider that, because we've tried most everything else. And actually, come to think of it, there are probably staff members like Lister who are quite willing to do that. But the BAI Buddy is, well, it's the installment plan. It's $10 a month. Right, yeah, it's $120 a year. So, yeah, I'm asking for more money than they were asking you for. But you know what I'm offering? Pretty much the same thing that they were offering. Because for that $10 a month to become a BAI buddy, now am I reading this right? Become a BAI buddy and get both for $10 or more per month. That's right. Okay. So in a way, you're actually, they want $180 for these two premiums that I'm going to mention. But for a mere $120 on the installment plan of $10 a month, you get the Best of WBAI thumb drive, which has, well, it doesn't have me, so it's not all the Best of WBAI, but it's, you know, a lot of the Best of WBAI. It's a lot of historic stuff, mostly. It's speeches and programs like you're hearing, interviews, and sound that we've collected through various sources through the years. And, you know, WBAI has been part of Pacifica since 1960. And Pacifica has been around since 1946. We got a lot of sound. We've got the sound of the latter 20th century of the progressive politics and other politics. I love to stick a thing in people's eyes and say, you know, William F. Buckley did firing line here. And they go, no, I didn't. Yes, he did. As Casey Stengel would say, you could look it up. We've had William F. Buckley. We've had Abby Hoffman. We've had this. We've had that. And yes, we have me. But aside from that, despite me, we are well worth that $10 a month. $10 a month. It's like, you know, the Warner Archive channel on your Roku box. It's only $2 more than Netflix. And we give you all this radio 24/7, plus you get these two thumb drives. And I think there are other things now for BAI buddies. There's like this whole little welcoming packet. And BAI, of course, is infamous for never fulfilling the pledges, except there are members of the CAB, the Community Action Board, that have actually gone to what management calls the station. They don't have to come here to this little sweatbox at CCNY. They get this lovely location at 388 Atlantic Avenue, which allegedly we're going to move to sooner or later, if we survive. And they've actually gotten all the premiums out. Astonishing. Therefore, we ask you right now to give a phone call to area code 212 209-2950 and ask to become a BAI buddy. WBAI. We beg at intervals. No, we beg almost incessantly. That's what I think WBAI stands for. But we are begging for our lives because who knows what's going to happen to us? Signal swap, license lease, outright sale, stuff like that. We are the single most valuable asset that Pacifica has. And if Pacifica be in deep doo-doo, Pacifica say bye-bye BAI. And Pacifica be in deep doo-doo. So we have to become totally self-sustaining. And we have done that in the last fundraising drive, and we need to do that in this fundraising drive. 212, I'm on the pulpit now, 212-209-2950. Can you feel the spirit? Put your hand to the... Anyway.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, no, that's an old John Lithgow bit that he did when he was arts director of BAI. Was he did the day J. Edgar Hoover died. He did a bit on our news. Actually, the news theme was over. And then he did his little radio drama, J. Edgar, and he did all the voices. I think he had a woman, accomplice who was, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Hoover. You've just given pound to a 5-pound, 6-ounce rock. Yeah. I have to find my copy of that. I have his Mr. Rouet's Neighbor, which was his Mr. Rogers thing. But his J. Edgar thing, which includes this business of, getting a priest to say, open your heart and feel the spirit, open your mouth and receive the flesh. And then they would arrest the priest. I mean, oh.
Was it John Lithgow who did Mr. Rouet?
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
You remember Mr. Rouet?
Somebody had had a tape of it and played it. Watch it, Rouet.
That's the one. And he does both voices. He's both voices. He's the engineer.
Both of them.
And Mr. Rouet. Yeah.
Man.
That's why it's totally distinct, why Mr. Rouet is totally in the right channel. Mm-hmm. And the engineer, which is actually recorded in Edit B at the church mm-hmm. on 62nd Street, Peter Zanger was the actual engineer. But... and for a long time, I actually thought Peasy was the voice of the engineer, mm-hmm. since he was the engineer. But, yeah, okay, Rouet, we've got some talking. You do know both voices were Lithgow on that. That's a wonderful, wonderful piece of
scabrous.
Unbroadcastable.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Stuff. I mean, there's no... Beth!
So, just in case people didn't know, it was a satire on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but when you say unbroadcastable,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just came close,
Yeah.
There were none of, we're the ones who broadcast Carlin, but there were none of those words in there. But Lithgow was with the station for about 2.5-3 years. Hmm. I was his intern. We performed together, he and I, and 8 other people. But I have photographs there, in fact, on, if you go to, PicassaWeb.com/Jim.Freund, look for the Pooh Players. May 15th, 1973, you'll recognize me by my 2-foot-long hair. There, Bob Fass was Pooh. Mm-hmm. I was Piglet. Steve Post was Eeyore. Julius Lester, the former Black Panther turned rabbi, was Owl.
And Julius Lester has a glorious voice. Actually, I'm not sure if he became a rabbi or a cantor.
All I know is that he became very, very religious and for a while was the chaplain at University of Mass at Amherst as a Jew. Not that many Black Panthers became Reb. Okay, but Julius did it. So he was Owl. Barbara Oka, who ran the Free Music Store and later became, director of events for Parks and Recreation.
Nanette Reynon, who was a forming member of the National Organization for Women and was our program director at the time, was Rabbit. Oh, Oka, Oka, Barbara Oka was... Rue. That's right. And Paul Gorman was the narrator and master of ceremonies. And at the end of Poo Sticks, Ed Goodman, station manager, heir to the Bergdorf Goodman fortune, and what do you call somebody who's been arrested? An ex-con. He was an ex-con because he spent 5 days in jail for refusing to give WBAI tapes of the Tombs riots over to the state authorities on the grounds that what we broadcast was transitory. And therefore, not if you heard it and you recorded it, fine, that's yours, and that can become your evidence. But something that we broadcast over a transitory medium, we did not have to turn over. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, well, it's not reporter's notes, it's something you broadcast. The answer is yes, go get it. Mm-hmm. But not from us. We won. But Goodman, not before Goodman, was in jail for 5 days. P.S., he never missed a staff meeting. You know, wealthy guy. So he, at the end of the piece, came out, tripped, as in, you know, tripping on a sidewalk, tripadaisied out as Christopher Robin, because we were all his fantasy.